Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, good news. Yeah, really, really good news.
And the caravan is on its way.
That should be another caravan is on its way. So,
yay.
Yeah, they just keep coming.
The more the merrier. What I say, but
that's what everybody
says.
The more the merrier. Keep coming. We'll just accommodate everybody. It's not a problem. Not a problem at all. We are the wealthiest nation in the history of the world. Yeah. We can afford everything.
Yes.
People ask me, well, how are you going to afford all this? And I find that so puzzling because you just do. You just pay for it.
Just pay for it.
That's all.
It's back of the envelope math.
You just pay for it. What do you mean?
You know what you do? Like I said, you just escort them right up to Canada. Plenty of room up there, and they want people.
If you're a hater, that's what you do.
What do you mean? No, it's a gift. Canada wants more people.
They do want a million in the next 3 years.
So they've already put on their list that they want more immigrants. Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have to fight us for these, though, because we want them so badly. You're going to have to fight us, Canada. Come and take them.
I don't want to fight Canada because we're going to win. Okay.
Hundreds of Honduran migrants began the long trek north on Monday, part of a new U.S.-bound caravan that hopes to succeed, even as a previous wave of Central Americans were unable to quickly enter the United States. What does it take? I don't understand. How do you look at this and say, yep, I'm going to do it too? But they'll let me in because I'm different somehow. How are you different? Why is this? How do you look at this situation as a responsible human being? Say, yep, I'm going to subject my family and I to this. I can't believe it. Who is going to be left in this country to fix their country so that they don't feel compelled to leave all the time? TV footage showed several hundred people in San Pedro Sula huddled together and waving Honduran flags as they... how does that make any sense? If you're so proud of your damn country, stay there! Fix it! If it's such a great country that you're going to wave your flag in our face as you're headed here and want everything from us, how do you think that's a good idea? And why would you do it? You're leaving that hellhole seemingly for a reason. And the reason is, it's a hellhole. Right? 600 to 800 have joined another caravan, according to estimates. Of course, we're still dealing with the ones we have in Tijuana. 2,500 from that first caravan still at the Mexican border city of Tijuana. About 7,000 people turned around, went back home. Because they couldn't get in. And they were told, you're not going to get in. So what a waste. What a horrible waste and endangerment of life. Going that whole trip. Being stopped cold. Turning around and taking that whole trip back. Right back to where you started. And then all of these hundreds of people have seen that all transpire. And they're still coming here? Wow.
So when they got... Jeez. To the end of the line there.
Uh-huh.
What turned them around? Was there some sort of like barrier or something there? Or did they just get right up to the border and turn around just because they just...
See, there was a sort of a barrier there in San Diego.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's strange. 24-year-old caravan member Darwin Perez says, I'm determined to find a good job in the United States. Well, if you are, then come here legally, okay? And then we will welcome you and we'll say, hey, we'll help you find a good job.
I'm sure Mr. Perez has already filed the necessary paperwork, right? He's already...
No. He's coming in the caravan.
Oh, okay.
Here's what he said. It's a difficult road ahead, but I hope President Trump's heart might soften and then he won't be so hard and will let us enter. That's just idiotic. That's just insanity. Doing the same thing, expecting different results.
That's a bad plan.
It's a really bad plan. And at some point... it's on them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're past that point where it's on them. I guess because they're in different circumstances than we have here. There's no personal responsibility. This is just a crazy situation. Man. And there's your caravan update.
Yeah, the caravan is on its way.
Fun. It's just fun. You know, it's just the whole situation turns out to be fun.
That's the word we're going with?
Yeah.
We're going with fun.
And there's going to be a lot more fun. I mean, how many of these people are going to die on the way here? Did they have a better shot in Honduras, maybe moving to a different neighborhood or, I don't know, doing a neighborhood watch thing, band together with your fellow neighbors? People have done that in poor and crappy neighborhoods in America and have turned things completely around. They didn't go to Honduras. They stayed in their neighborhood. They banded together and they put a stop to the nonsense going on in their neighborhood. You had those, what were they called in New York? The something angels.
Remember that? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Those guys.
Yeah.
The angels.
The guardian angels. Yeah. They turned things around pretty well.
Oh, really? It wasn't high tax policies?
No.
That turned a city around?
No, it really wasn't.
It wasn't banning salt from restaurants that made everything good?
It's when they nearly banned 24-ounce drinks. That's when everything was fixed.
That was when Utopia arrived.
And the Guardian Angels.
Guardian Angels and banning sodas.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, is that a concept that anybody on the left can get their head around? How about staying in your place and fixing what's wrong with your place? Especially when you're patriotic enough to wave flags as you're leaving the place,
right?
Because it sucks.
You would think if the world made sense, which we know it does not, they would all be dressed in red, white, and blue waving American flags and wearing, you know, T-shirts that we send them that said the Falcons are the champions of the Super Bowl or whatever. But stuff that's Americanized, you know?
You would think. But they never do. They never do. And then when they're demanding their rights after entering the country illegally and then breaking more laws like identity fraud and theft and tax evasion, they still wave the country of their origin flags right in our faces. It's crazy. It's just amazing. And yet we're supposed to welcome them and say, yeah, great. That's great. Thank you for spitting in our face and demanding more rights.
And
thank you.
What's more offensive than that is how many elected officials in this country are willing to play along with that. And be like, yep, come on in. Oh, you hate our country? Sure, whatever, come in. Are you going to vote for me? Oh, you're in now. Mm-hmm. That's the qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an assumption of who's going to vote for them.
Do you remember when Calderon came here demanding rights, demanding that we allow his illegal alien citizenry to come into our country and to receive everything this country has to offer? And he stood there in front of Congress, and the Democrats loved everything he said. They essentially sided with him. Remember this speech?
I strongly disagree with the recently adopted law in Arizona.
It is a law? Yay! Thank you for disagreeing with it. Yes. Standing ovation is what they give him here. The Democrats. It is a law. Hello?
That not only ignores a reality that cannot be erased by decree, but also introduces a terrible idea using racial profiling as a basis for law enforcement.
It specifically did not allow for racial profiling. It specifically stated that in the law. And yet the Democrats gave him a standing ovation for that. So, yes, the Democrats, the left, is more to blame than those who are coming here because they know better. And yet they're flat out working against the country. It's hard to take. Mm-hmm. It's hard to take. 888-900-3393 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. And speaking of things and people that suck, still quite a bit of controversy over this Gillette situation, the advertisement where they reference bullying, the Me Too movement, and how toxic masculinity is. Their slogan used to be the best a man can get. Now they're replacing it with the best men can be. The company says they want men to hold each other accountable. Thank you, Gillette, for giving us something to aspire to. Mm. Wow. I've been waiting for Gillette to step up and take the lead for men and really call us to accountability. Some have praised the message, and then some not so much. Now, when I checked this yesterday, the ad had 23,000 likes and 214,000 dislikes. Almost 10 to 1 against the maddening ad. And they're showing examples of how, you know, we can be better men. And I love some of the tweets about it. In less than 2 minutes, you managed to alienate your biggest sales group for your products. Well done. I've been shaving since I was 12. Since the beginning, I used Gillette because that's what my father used. Now, I will never use it again, and neither will my father. Collectively been your customers for 50 years, but never again. So, Gillette, I'm sure, is fine because they don't want the business anyway of masculine men and their toxic masculinity. I love these. I have used Gillette razors since they sent me a free sample on my 18th birthday and will no longer buy any of their products. People have called on Procter Gamble to apologize. Of course, they're not going to. By holding each other accountable, eliminating excuses for bad behavior, and supporting a new generation working toward their personal best, we can help create positive change that matters for years to come, according to Gillette president Gary Coombe. Who do you think you are is a pretty good question, I think. Who do you think you are? You're a razor blade. Take your razor blades and stick them up your rectum.
Again, with the razor rectum imagery there, it's a little rough. I wonder what the stock price for BIC is doing today.
I hope it's going up. And Schick and everybody else who competes against these guys. It's just pathetic. Especially with the way they've run their company and the ads that they've run for years. Not exactly female friendly. So stop the lectures. It
looks like
Gillette.
BIC went up 3% yesterday.
Did it now.
So there you go.
What happened to Gillette? Check and see if Gillette
that stayed pretty
took a hit
steady,
at all.
I think.
Did it?
Yeah. I didn't see any. I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it seems to it held really close.
Held firm?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, 888-933-93. This portion of Pat Gray Unleashed, brought to you by Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock is something I didn't even know I needed until fairly recently. And then when I was shown how easy it is, because all of our information now with your home's title stored online, and I was shown how easy it is to just steal it and transfer it to their ownership, whoever the thief is. Then they take out a massive loan using your equity, and you get stuck with the payments. And you don't even know that until you start getting the bank notices. Really, it's almost impossible to extract yourself from this once it happens. Don't let it happen in the first place. If you own a home or you have rental properties, maybe you've got elderly parents unaware of this kind of stuff, get them Home Title Lock. Get it for yourself. Get it for your parents. For just pennies a day, Home Title Lock will put a virtual barrier around your home's title. Your title could already be compromised. You can find out when you sign up at HomeTitleLock.com. They'll throw in a free title scan and report, which is a $100 value. They'll give that to you for free. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. Get some peace of mind. HomeTitleLock.com.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
You don't want to put a stop to any of this, though, with another wall, or at least, you know, the first wall or more fencing, or you certainly don't want to shore up the border security. And Nancy Pelosi reminded us a few weeks ago just how bad it is to build a wall. Here's what she said.
The fact is, a wall is an immorality.
It's an immorality.
Not who we are as a nation.
No. Wow. Who are we then as a nation if we don't have walls? We got a fence around the White House. It was there before Donald Trump. I don't know if you're aware of that. You're Catholic. There's a fence around. There's a wall, a gigantic wall around the Vatican. Trump has pointed that out. Well, self-described investigative journalist Laura Loomer brought a handful of illegal immigrants to the home of Nancy Pelosi Monday night. Nice. She's been unwavering, of course, in her opposition to funding a wall along the border, which she's classified as an immorality, as you just heard. Reportedly had Loomer and the illegals removed from her property.
Whoa, whoa, what?
What?
Why the hate, Nance?
Wow, why the immorality? Nancy, why didn't you just welcome them in and find them a place to sleep and eat, clean up? Why aren't they living with you at your house? It's big enough.
Yeah, wait, you want them to work there?
No, I don't want them to work.
Once they get into our house?
No, I just want them to live there.
Thank you.
I don't want them to work. Why should they have to work?
That's a long walk, and they need to rest and just chill out for the rest of their lives.
I cannot believe she had them arrested. She was accompanied by illegal immigrants from Guatemala and Mexico, lugged a tent onto her multi-million-dollar vineyard estate.
Ooh, nice.
In large red letters, the word immorality was written across the tent. And there were also photos of murder victims of illegal immigrants hanging from the front of the tent.
Mm. So, welcome.
What a great idea. What a ballsy attempt. This is great stuff.
Yeah.
Although I don't condone going to people's homes.
No, we don't do that.
I don't like that. Uh-uh. I don't like that. They live streamed the event, and Loomer took the time to read each of the victims' names and reiterate that these folks were not welcome in the sanctuary state, California. Controversial journalist even went to check if the Pelosis had locked their front door, since, according to Loomer, quote, only bigots lock their doors, unquote. How can you argue with any of this? This makes perfect sense. Come on. You can't say everyone is welcome here and then lock your door. You're killing us, Nancy. You're killing us. So, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be taking such delight in this.
You're laughing at
That's
this.
Fantastic,
Seems like
though.
You would be upset that we're trespassing.
Police officers were soon called to the property. And they asked for identification from the illegals and Loomer and everybody who was there. Loomer reportedly told the officers, I was told IDs were racist. I'm so confused. Well, IDs are racist if you require them at a voting booth. Yes. Yes, they are. Because there are no minorities who have IDs, right? They can't prove who they are.
It's tough to get.
It's almost impossible. Unless you're white. Unless you're a white person with privilege. The officers did, in fact, remove the illegals from Pelosi's property, ticketed them instead of being detained.
Whoa.
One of the men accompanying Loomer told viewers, I'm pretty sure the illegals here, I'm pretty sure they feel like they've been set up.
Oh, man.
Earlier this month, of course, as we just played, Pelosi was all over the fact that a wall is immorality. And yet... She certainly defended her property, didn't she? And again, don't fall victim to that email campaign that's going around on the internet that shows a giant Victorian-style mansion, and then there's a big wall in front of it. That's not her house. So anytime we get duped like that, It just hurts the cause.
But she does have a very large fence around her property.
She does have a fence around her property, and she doesn't appreciate it when people show up. And she does lock her doors. I don't know why she's doing that. That's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I thought all of that was keeping people out is immoral.
Maybe it's just to keep the wind from blowing the door open. It has nothing to do with people.
Maybe.
Or the rain. You got to keep the rain out.
888-900-3393. So you get to lock the door if it's raining?
Yeah, well, because the wind might blow it open if you don't have a strong enough latch. A latch.
It'd have to be raining pretty hard to
open the wind.
Up
the wind comes with the
door.
Rain, Pat.
Okay.
It's not to keep people out. If that's what you're trying to pigeonhole me into saying,
no, I'm not.
It's absolutely not the case.
Okay.
I keep my door closed to keep the rain and the wind out.
I see.
Okay?
On nice days, then, you leave the door wide open, no doubt.
Yeah, pollen. You don't want pollen getting in there.
Okay.
Start sneezing and stuff.
What about on low pollen days?
But I mean, there's dust in the air and there's like there's particles.
All right. Daniel in Colorado, you're on the Blaze. Hi.
Yo, Pat, how are you this morning?
Doing good.
Yeah, greetings. Listen, I just had a quick note. I'm a 100% disabled veteran, and I've witnessed 17-year-old men bleed out just training to protect the liberty of Americans. These people coming up from Honduras should return home and try bleeding out for their own liberty. They'd learn to appreciate it in a much deeper sense.
I know. Yeah, it's true. Appreciate it, Daniel. And I've thought that about so many of the able-bodied men in Syria who just left as soon as their country needed defending. They just left. I mean, millions of people just packed up and left, went to Europe. Well, don't you have something worth fighting for there? I guess not. I don't know. And in Mexico, in Central and South America, eventually we're going to have to insist that they fix their own country. Hmm. I mean, that we just sent them how much money in order to try to do that? We just put a package together and put the check in the mail and sent down to them billions of dollars. It's $5.8 billion, right?
And that's not the first check we've sent down.
Oh my gosh!
Either.
No, we have spent dozens of billions of dollars trying to help these countries get their own stuff together, and they still haven't, and they continue not to. So, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Can't fix all the world's problems. I wish we could, but we just can't, and yet we continue to try. So. That's why we're in the situation we're in. 888-900-3393. And that's, you know, the corruption down there is just so unbelievable. Did you read the story yesterday that El Chapo Guzman, who's on trial right now, it was testified yesterday that he bribed former Mexican President Nieto with a $100 million bribe.
Whoa.
He gave him $100 million in 2012. I mean, wow.
And this is El Chapo, the drug guy.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he's the, what, I think it's the Sinaloa cartel head. Hmm. And so, yeah, hey, President Nieto, just look the other way, okay? Here's $100 million. Oh, well, okay, thank you. Gracias. The bribe took place in October 2012. Which was after he was elected, but before he took office. apparently, it was testified that the gift was delivered by a woman named Madre Maria in Mexico City. At one point, it had been mentioned that the government had paid Nieto $250 million. But the guy who testified said, oh, no, that's just what the president asked for. So you give me $250 million and I'll look the other way. Okay, I'm not going to give you $250 million. How about $100 million? And that's what they settled on. So how do you compete with that kind of corruption? That is unbelievable. That they paid the leader of, you know, a fairly major nation on this planet $100 million bribe. And so you can't. How are you supposed to fix that drug problem? How are you supposed to give a foreign aid to a country like that, where the leadership is accepting bribes from drug lords? You don't have a chance when that's the case. And so that's what we're up against. And it's all our fault, I guess. It's all our fault. Doesn't matter that, I mean, nobody's even talking about this. Wait, President Nieto took $100 million bribe. That should be on, that should lead every newscast. This was a guy we worked with pretty closely, he and Obama. And to find this out, it just shows how nonsensical the war on drugs is. Because you had the president of Mexico working with them, basically on their payroll. So good luck in fixing this anytime soon, or ever for that matter.
There you go.
Or ever.
Or ever.
On C-SPAN's Newsmakers on Sunday, House Homeland Security Chairman Benny Thompson said he wouldn't bring any bill to abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So at least we've got that.
I thought that's what the Democrats ran on. Let's get rid of
some
ICE.
Some of them did actually ran on getting rid of ICE.
But why do you need ICE if you just want open borders? Like when open the door, we don't have to enforce anything.
You don't.
So we got the head guy for the House Committee on whatever it's called, saying we're not getting rid of ICE.
The Homeland Security Committee, yes. Okay. Will you bring an abolish ICE bill through your committee? No. Oh. I've been a supporter of ICE. They do a job just like any operation. We can review what they do, and if we need to tweak it, I'm committed to doing that. How about that? That's like a Democrat with a little bit of common sense left? I didn't think that existed. I thought that was an expired, extinct species.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi. So thank you, Benny. Appreciate that. Also, troops are staying at the border to counter the security threats. They're staying put. According to the Associated Press, the military deployment will not only continue until the end of September 2019, but will be enhanced as soldiers and Marines continue to assist the Department of Homeland Security in their efforts to reinforce the border, including the arrival of more migrant caravans, which we mentioned to you, are already on the way. So I got a little help from the military there, and I'm sure people will be screaming about that.
Posse Comitatus! Posse Comitatus! You can't put troops in... You can't station troops in America!
Yeah, that's... They can't be a law enforcement against the citizens of this country. Nothing says they can't defend the border. In fact, isn't that what the military is ultimately for?
Right.
Right. To try to keep people from coming here that don't belong here.
And are they staying at anybody's house down there unwittingly?
As far as I know, they have not violated the Third Amendment yet. Right. No. Okay. So we got that going for us.
Okay.
We'll tell you in a minute about Beto's thoughts on the Third Amendment and, all amendments 1 through 27.
Wow.
Plus the rest of the United States Constitution. I mean, he brings up a really good point. It's kind of old, right?
That is his point.
It's kind of old. So we'll get into that in a second. And you tell me. I mean, do we still need a constitution that's this old? We got a new year here. Time for New Year's resolutions. And so often that includes eating healthier. And that's probably the first one to go out the window. But our friends at Brickhouse Nutrition want to help. That's why they created Field of Greens. It's a real superfood, and it requires that you don't need to eat your vegetables that your parents told you to eat your whole life, or your wife, in my case, at this portion of my life. Field of Greens is actual superfood. You can see the difference right on the bottle. It has a nutrition facts panel, not a supplement fact panel, because it's real food. Full serving. Every scoop is a full serving of real USDA organic fruits and vegetables. I love this stuff. I think you will too. Go to BrickHousePat.com. Give it a try today. You'll get 15% off a month's supply when you use the offer code PAT. Go there right now and order yours. BrickHousePat.com. That's BrickHousePat.com.
Gray Unleashed.
Hey, you love the relentless mocking of Donald Trump over his misspelling? I mean, he did a typo in a tweet. He called hamburgers hamburgers when he did that tweet about Clemson coming.
Wait a minute. Shame. No, I didn't. Shame on his autocorrect for not catching a simple one like that.
I know. He's probably in a hurry, uh-huh. You know, and tweeting at 4 a.m. Who knows, from the toilet. I mean, it's hard to get every word spelled correctly.
Right?
But, like, none of us have ever had a typo. And so they're, I mean, just relentlessly mocking him because he said he bought 1,000 hamburgers for Clemson.
He didn't buy them covfefe?
No. But Jimmy Kimmel went on and on and on and on and on and on and on about it last night. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's so stupid. Yeah. He misspelled hamburgers. what a buffoon. Barack Obama never did that.
No.
That guy was too smart. Yeah, that guy was too cool, too classy.
Right. He was above us, you know, kind of like a god.
Way, kind of like a god. Mm-hmm. That's right. And he never screwed up. That's
I've now been 57 states.
57 states.
I think one left to go.
Right, one.
One left to go. Alaska and Hawaii, I was not allowed to go to.
59, apparently 60. Apparently there's 60 states because there was one left to go. Uh-huh. Then he couldn't get to Alaska and Hawaii. So there were about 60 states. But the hamburgers.
Hamburger.
What an idiot.
He called it a hamburger.
Hamburgers.
Everybody knows that it makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
That you send a kid to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. For a treatable illness like asthma.
Right.
They end up taking up a hospital bed.
They do.
It costs when you gave treatment early.
Treatment early.
Yeah. And they got some treatment.
A treatment.
And
a
breathalyzer.
Give them a breathalyzer. See if they're drunk. Because you don't want to treat them if they've been drinking.
No.
You know? No. I mean, sure, you can't breathe, but you've been drinking. Get out, kid. Get the hell out of here.
Get out of my face.
Or an inhalator.
Or an inhalator. Oh. We're going to inhalate him. Dead. It's not an inhalator either.
Whoa. Not a breathalyzer.
Not a breathalyzer or an inhalator. But can you believe Trump misspelled hamburgers?
The president right now called him hamburgers.
What a maroon. Oh, man.
Navy corpsman Christian Bashar.
I'm sorry, Navy what?
Navy corpsman.
Corpsman.
Christian Bashar.
Yeah, so, this is a dead person. He's a corpse.
Yeah, I got it, but hamburger.
But hamburgers misspelled it.
Eau Claire is a big, important state. If you are willing to work with me.
What? It's actually a small town in Wisconsin.
Yeah. But hamburgers.
What a maroon.
Are you kidding?
It's so stupid.
Idiot. Hamburger.
Lord, please bring back Barack Obama. I can't take more of this
hurting my sides.
Donald Trump guy was spelling hamburgers. Hamburgers.
This week there was a tragedy in Kansas.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
10,000 people died.
Whoa.
An entire town destroyed.
Okay, no.
Whoa. That's...
None of that happened. But hamburgers. Oh, man. You talk about stupid.
Hamburger. I can't take
hamburgers. See, he spelled it H-A-M-B-E-R-D-E-R. Hamburger. Oh, man. I'm glad Obama was never like that.
Yeah.
That guy did more gaffes than even Bush. And I think more than Trump has done.
I got an issue with you.
Yeah.
Are you done playing sound from Obama?
For now.
Where's Nittily Lions?
Oh, well, we could do that, too.
Where's the Miami Heats? Where's Wrigley Kaminsky?
Penn State right here. Nittily Lions.
Nittily Lions. Penn State right here.
Yeah. Penn State right here. Nittily Lions.
And in fact, I think, was that when they won a, did they win a championship?
No. It was campaign. He was Penn State.
All right. So he was just at, what is it, College Station, Pennsylvania? With the Nittily Lions. What was the other one you mentioned?
Miami Heats,
yeah. I mean, and this is a guy who's all over basketball, right? He was like a prodigy. When he was, had he not gotten into politics, he could be in the NBA right now. That's how good that guy was.
It would be incomplete if I did not congratulate the city of Miami for having the world champion Miami Heats.
The world champion Miami Heats. Just an absolute buffoon.
And boy, he really liked to talk about Kaminsky Park.
Oh, yeah?
He wasn't able to
yeah, he did.
Handle that. And he's a big White Sox fan, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, right.
Supposedly.
Yeah, you know, all
but I do think that there's a different quality to what used to be Kaminsky Field versus
Kaminsky Field.
Kaminsky Field, not Kaminsky Park.
Yeah, you get
Kaminsky
the word wrong and the kind of stadium. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I wonder who his favorite White Sox player was growing up because he was such a big fan, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just name one. I mean, just give me one.
Well, it's hard to name just one.
It's hard to name just one. It's like a Lay's potato chip. You know, you can't just eat one. You can't name just one White Sox player. Take just one there. Brock?
I don't know if that's I have fine. The White Sox thing anymore.
But, I mean, he was a gaff a minute.
He was. Yeah.
And you have to.
He did it all the time.
And nobody knows because he had the protective shield of the media in front of him.
Yeah.
That would never.
Jimmy Kimmel wasn't bashing him every night. Seth Meyers wasn't on his case every night. I mean, he just had the cooperation of all media and all late night television.
But did he ever send out a tweet that misspelled the word
No.
I mean, that takes care. That is. Oh, follow me here.
Oh.
That trumps all of Obama's gaffes.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
You said a mouthful.
Hamburger. Give up, man.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. 888-900-3393. Beto O'Rourke, who is, depending on what poll you look at, either the lead candidate for 2020 for president for the Democratic nomination, or certainly top three.
Oh, he's the skateboard guitar guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I love this guy just on that alone.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Oh, is he ever.
He's doing what this article calls a delicate balancing act on the fence of national issues, answering a host of direct questions pretty evasively during a recent interview with the Washington Post. Possibly the most notable of all of these, all of his equivocating, was about whether the United States could implement sweeping change while staying true to the principles on which the nation was founded. Meaning, okay, can you do everything you want to do and still adhere to the U.S. Constitution?
Okay.
Here's what he said.
Okay.
Quoting, "I'm hesitant to answer it because I really feel like it deserves its due. And I don't want to give you a, actually, just selfishly, I don't want a soundbite of it reported. But yeah, I think that's the question of the moment. Does this still work?"
Oh.
Speaking of the Constitution, "Can an empire like ours, with military presence in over 170 countries around the globe, with trading relationships and security agreements in every continent, can it still be managed by the same principles that were set down 230 plus years ago?" I guess he doesn't know the answer to that yet, but he's ready to discuss it. We're just opening up a conversation. We're just having a conversation on this. It's time to have a conversation about the U.S. Constitution.
There we go.
He seemed pretty aware that his doubts about the relevance of the Constitution would be alarming to some, and his hesitance to take hard stances on anything was a theme throughout the interview, according to the Washington Post writer. For example, when he was asked about Trump's decision to withdraw from Syria, "There may be a very good reason to do it. I don't necessarily understand, and I've been a member of Congress for 6 years. We haven't had a meaningful discussion about these wars since 2003. In addition to that non-answer, he also answered this on the problem of illegal immigration. "So what should be done to address visa overstays? I don't know."
Oh.
This is the guy that's the superstar of the Democrat Party. "Hey, what should we do about people staying here too long on their visas?"
Yeah, what?
"No, I don't know. I don't know."
Okay.
Oh. All right, well, man, I want to vote for you now.
Who did this interview for him?
Washington Post.
Wow, I'm surprised they printed that.
I am too.
It's really bad.
Especially with the Constitution thing is unbelievable. Can really those principles and values they set down over 200 years ago, can that really govern us today? But thank you for actually speaking what every most of us know you really feel. And it's not just him. It's how many in the Democrat Party feel this way. He's just the one to have the giblets to say it. I don't really know if the Constitution is relevant now. Do you think Nancy Pelosi feels any differently? Or Chuck Schumer? I don't think so. I'll bet they feel the self same way. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she'd probably like to nullify and void the Constitution. These up-and-coming socialists, these democratic socialists.
Yeah, they got to learn how to camouflage themselves better.
I don't know if they're going to. I think, like Glenn said, the mask is coming off. And they're starting to say, look, this is not working anymore. It just doesn't work. It's too old.
Yeah.
It's too irrelevant. We need something new to replace it.
It's too white, too.
It is too white.
Think of the guys.
That's clear. It was done by all white guys.
Right?
And they were old, too. Not a one of them under 20 years old. Not a one of them.
Wow. See, now...
There was not a single teenager involved in the writing of the Constitution. Not one.
Are we sure about that?
Not even David Hogg. As brilliant as that kid is.
See?
Had he been around at that time, I'm sure they would have enlisted his help. But he wasn't, sadly. And so...
And my instant reaction to that is, man, and they want to lower the voting age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back to that great tweet yesterday that someone sent in. That said, you know, if you gave babies the right to vote, unborn babies the right to vote, maybe Democrats would outlaw abortion. So true. Sad, but true.
Yep. Mm. I mean, this is amazing. These people are dangerous.
And
they're seriously dangerous.
And your front runner.
Yeah.
Depending on
the poll, he's either a front runner or he's certainly top three. There's no poll that I've seen that's been taken about the Democrats has him lower than third. This guy could easily win the Democrat nomination.
And don't forget, he could pop up at any moment in a town near you. Remember, he said
he's doing a little tour around the country and just randomly drop in.
He could just land in your dental hygienist chair as well. You could see him.
Wouldn't that be a dream come true?
His teeth cleaned.
Especially if I was there at the time to be able to be there and touch him. Or watch him do it live. Wow. That'd be something. That'd be something.
Something else.
888-900-3393. Cosmo Hurts Kids Campaign. Something we were talking about a while ago. And it's really important. If you believe that kids should not have access to porn, certainly Cosmo qualifies as porn. And for some reason, the state's material harmful to minor laws don't apply to Cosmo. Like, you can be 7 or 8 years old and walk into a 7-Eleven and buy a Cosmo if they have a Cosmo at 7-Eleven. I don't know if they do that anymore, but you could certainly walk into any grocery store. Are there bookstores anymore that carry magazines?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it's called Barnes & Noble.
Oh.
They have every magazine known to man within reach of your kids, Cosmo.
And I mean, right, just take a look online at the kind of articles that are featured in that thing, and it's pretty clear. So Victoria Hurst is on this mission. And she is single-handedly almost taking on this media giant, Cosmo. And the interesting part of it is her family, the Hearst Corporation, publishes Cosmo. So she knows what she's doing, and she knows... She's not trying to drive them out of business. She's not trying to censor it. She just wants to protect kids from it. So if you'd like to help out in that cause and believe that it shouldn't be sold to anybody under 18, I certainly don't think it should be. Go to CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com. Just try to protect kids, anybody under the age of 18, not being able to purchase this. Visit CosmoHurtsKids.com. That's CosmoHurtsKids.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
Someone else who is on the list. In fact, I think she did. She just created an exploratory committee, which means she's running for president.
Yeah.
Kirsten Gillibrand from New York. She's kind of interesting because on ABC, the local station in New York, she talked about whether or not, you know, because she was just up for re-election recently.
Is October 25th.
Of this past year, right? 2018.
Yep.
So a couple of months ago, here's what she said.
62 counties.
Just want to make this clear. You're saying you will not
get out of the race. You will not run for president. You will serve your 6 years.
I will serve my 6 year term.
Okay.
Okay.
It's been like 6 days.
And now she's running for president.
Six, 7 days. Eight, maybe.
I just want to make this clear. You're saying you will not run for president and you will serve your 6 year term. I will serve my 6 year term. Although she'll come out and say,
well, I didn't say I was running for I wouldn't run for president, though. I just said I'd serve my term. And if I lose, I'll serve my term.
That'll be the excuse, I'll bet.
Yep.
Right? She'll just equivocate on this.
See, what she'll do, she knows she's not going to win. But she'll get some name recognition out of 2020.
And she might.
And then she can run again in 2024, having served her 6 years.
Mm-hmm. She might get on a vice presidential. You know, maybe she'll be on the ticket. Who knows? Serve as vice president for 8 years, and then she's ready to run for the main job. I don't know.
But six years, six days, I mean, it's like the same thing.
Same thing.
The English language is tricky, Pat.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's so many
words.
It's
so imprecise is the problem with it.
Yep.
You know, it's just an imprecise language.
It's easy to get tripped up, you know? So we can't blame the senator.
It's agonizing because they all do this. Obama said he wasn't going to run in, what, 2006, I think he said it. He said, yeah, I need more experience. I'm not going to run. And then a few months later, he was announcing he was running. They do it all the time. It doesn't mean anything now when they say they're going to serve their term and not run for president. And then nobody holds them accountable, though. Nobody says, okay, you know what? You're a lying sack of crap. We're not listening to anything you say, and we're certainly not going to vote for you, so you might as well get out of the race. Nobody does that.
Have they ever spelled hamburger, hamburger?
No! Nobody's that stupid, right. Except Donald Trump!
Donald Trump. Wow. That's an unforgivable sin right there. Hamburger.
They also wanted to hammer him because he was serving fast food to these guys, and... What, you're not doing a really nice dinner for them? You're giving them fast food garbage? So they asked Trevor Lawrence, who was the star of the game in the national championship, and just a great kid. And they said, what'd you think of the fast food? Oh, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't really get what they wanted out of him. love that.
That sounds
I love that.
That is a Cartersville, Georgia answer right there.
Oh, he loved it. Now, Trump said there were 1,000 hamburgers there.
Wait.
What? What is a hamburger?
He's so stupid. Hamburger. I can't even look at the man now. I mean, if you're going to have a typo for that.
You deserve to be impeached.
Can Jack ban him? Just, I mean, A, for his own good. No, but B, for spelling hamburger, hamburger, just give him a 2-week suspension for that, please.
That's what they need to do, because he spelled it hamburger.
The things that matter
I know.
In this country.
It's just...
I can't.
It's insanity.
But meanwhile, you know, in a place like New York, you've got the governor there who is saying that I'm not going to sign a budget for the state of New York unless we can have abortion through the entire 9 months of pregnancy.
Wait till we get to this. Governor Cuomo is he the Antichrist? I'm not sure. He might be Antichrist.
The jury's still out on that, but I know one thing for sure. He's never spelled hamburger, hamburger.
<That's true.
laughs> I mean, that would be like, get out of the governor's mansion right now. All right, Mr. Cuomo, get out.
Yeah, they wouldn't tolerate that in the state of New York.
Oh.
Boy. All right, we'll get into that coming up here on Pat Gray Unleashed.
The mean streets of Helena, it's Pat Gray, Unleashed.
888-933-93, halfway through the week already. 888-933-93, Pat Unleashed on Twitter. New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, is still refusing to sign the state's budget. A move scheduled for April unless the newly... Democrat-led state legislature passes a bill that would expand the state's already permissive abortion laws. Now, he's refusing to sign a budget until they legalize abortion, elective abortions, for any reason, all the way through the ninth month of the pregnancy. Now, you might recognize the ninth month as the end of the pregnancy. It's a time when a woman, generally speaking, gives birth. Even worse is that Cuomo's proposed measure, called the Reproductive Health Act, would also remove abortion from the state's criminal code, potentially depriving women of being able to seek justice for the unborn children they were forced to abort by sex traffickers, sex abusers, or violent partners. Current New York law already allows elective abortions through 24 weeks of pregnancy. This would go, 40 weeks? It's one of the least restrictive abortion limits in the country. The existing rule now permits women to voluntarily terminate through dismemberment well-developed pre-born children who have already developed bones, hair, unique fingerprints, a sense of hearing, and a nervous system capable of feeling pain. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that bother you at all. Wow. This guy is so extreme and so far to the left. How is it possible he could actually run one of the most populous states in the United States of America? How is it possible that he could even consider running for president of the United States? I mean, this is just sheer evil. All the way through the ninth month. Or I'm not going to sign the budget.
Yeah, but Trump's the hard ass.
But Trump is immoral because he wants a wall.
He wants to protect the kids that live here.
Oh, my gosh.
And this guy wants to protect the ability to murder them.
Good golly, that's amazing. Is it possible we won't be held accountable for this if we don't stand up against it? This kind of evil must be opposed. That's really bad. We have a president who won't sign a bill because he wants to protect the country, and that's being called immoral. And then nobody says anything when Cuomo wants to have partial birth abortion as part of the absolute law of the state, or he won't sign the state's budget? Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting. Nancy Pelosi has an interesting idea of what's moral and what's not. Speaking of crappy states and crappy governors, California Governor Gavin Newsom has wheeled out a plan for a new statewide tax on drinking water. He wants to tax the state's drinking water, a move he says will allow poor people access to safe and affordable water. If they're having to pay a tax to drink water, how does that make it affordable for them? Newsom's proposed 2019-2020 budget includes the creation of a, quote, safe and affordable drinking water fund, unquote, to enable the State Water Resources Control Board to assist communities, especially disadvantaged communities.
I like assisting disadvantaged communities.
I do too.
Through higher taxes?
In paying for the short-term and long-term costs of obtaining access to safe and affordable drinking water. Specifics on exactly how the water tax would work are not yet known.
Are they ever?
Not yet known. So we're just going to tax you. I don't know what. I don't know how. I don't know how much. I just know we're going to tax you for drinking water. All right?
No. Don't say it like that. Don't say, Pat, we're going to tax you for drinking water. Say, we're going to tax you for drinking water.
Yes.
Oh.
This is crazy.
That state, I swear.
Welcome to the motherland, comrades. Drinking water now. Thank you, California. That's beautiful.
Does it taste better like when it's taxed?
When it's taxed? Yes. Yes, because you appreciate it more when you have to pay more for it.
Huh.
I would think, you know, certainly they're going to, part of that tax will include bottled water because, you know, the bottles, we've got trillions of them in the ocean, in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
You're talking about the place that's 2.5, 3 times
yeah,
the size of Texas?
Yeah, 2.5 times the size of Texas, and there's over 2 trillion bottles in there.
But it's obviously invisible, so who cares? Because you can't see it from space. So if you can't see it, okay, look, if you can't see trash in the ocean, is it really there?
They can't see it, and they can't trap it. So, yeah, it's a problem. And you know why they can't see it or trap it? Because it isn't there. So, yeah. Huh. That makes it a tougher problem to solve when it isn't there. And yet we keep trying to solve it.
Oh, don't act like it's not there. We just established that it's just invisible.
No, it's not there. It's not. It's not. It's actually not there. 888-900-3393. Meanwhile, something fun in California. An American lottery winner is selling their ranch with their saloon and steakhouse for $36 million. If you're looking for a nice ranch with a saloon and steakhouse, this might be right up your alley.
Oh, you're speaking to me.
Yeah.
Like it's like this story was written for me. Continue.
So in 2014,
look at that thing.
Rick Knutson won the $250 million California Mega Millions jackpot.
Mm-mm. Back when they could still afford to pay out lottery winners in California.
Wow.
That's so beautiful.
That's a nice house.
Oh, look where
it's that's a dang nice house. Oh. And so after he won that money, he did what anybody would do. He bought a mansion. He spent $7 million on an, 845-acre property?
Oh, yeah.
This story for just $7 million? He went on to purchase the adjacent land that includes a buffalo ranch as well as a steakhouse in the local town, spending an extra $15 million on those properties.
You can't buy a house unless you buy a steakhouse to go with it.
Right.
So,
I mean, obviously.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
What do you think, I'm stupid?
I mean, no. I mean,
of course, I'm not going to not buy the steakhouse.
Do they serve hamburgers at your steakhouse?
Only if Trump is there.
Oh boy!
After 5 years of the country life, he's decided it's time to sell and move on to something new. Eagle Crest Estate is listed at $36 million now. If you want to, if you're interested, and we're showing the pictures of it. It's pretty nice.
Did you say 36 million?
Yeah, 36 million.
Hang on.
I think that's for all of it, though, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's an elevator in the house. Oh, that's a nice theater it has. Look at that.
Look at that thing. Oh, I'm just checking to see if
it's quite a nice house. Wow.
You said 30?
36 million.
36 million. I'm just checking my wallet here.
It's the only property in Southern California 9,000 feet above sea level. And it includes views spanning from Little San Gorgonio to Mount San Jacinto.
Wow.
And the San Gabriel Mountains, the Salton Sea, and to Catalina. Wow.
Okay.
17-seat theater with a George Lucas sound system, a candy bar, games room, fully equipped gym, 2 living areas, 5 bedrooms, and 8 bathrooms. There's also a jacuzzi, sauna, 3-level elevator, in the 6,000-square-foot house. It's only 6,000 square feet when it's got those kinds of amenities? Wow. So, also includes a 4,000-square-foot garage.
Wow. Wow, that's... Wait, what? That's...
The garage is bigger than most American homes.
Bigger than my house? My gosh, it's garages. That's amazing. Hold on, you think he would take... He says $36 million is his asking price, but he can negotiate, right? Because I went through the whole wallet here.
What do you have?
So I got like $7 here. I've got a Walmart gift card.
Oh, okay. Well, if you throw that in.
It's got a dollar on it, like $1.35 or something.
You throw that in, you're almost there.
Nexium coupons.
What about Kohl's cash? Do you have any Kohl's cash?
No, it expired on me.
Ah, crap.
Shoot.
If you had Kohl's cash, that would have cinched the deal. Yeah. The adjoining Buffalo Ranch is fully functional, and it includes 2 barns, a 1-bedroom shack for a caretaker, and 45 grass and apple-fed buffalo. These buffalo are then served at the 4-star Oak Glen Steakhouse and Saloon, located nearby. The restaurant has been completely renovated, and it features a fully serviced bar and can seat up to 150 guests.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good deal. 36 million. If this is for the whole place, if the 36 million includes the 845 acres,
yeah,
That's not a bad deal in California, especially on that beautiful property.
Timeout.
With that really incredibly beautiful home.
What are the property taxes in California on that?
You know, when you're buying a place like that, you just don't worry about the property tax. If you say, well, how much is the property tax? You can't afford it.
Then you shouldn't have added this home to your tour with the real estate agent.
Right.
Wow.
No, you know, I was looking for something around $240,000. So maybe not. Maybe not on this one.
Wait, why are you leaving? Just real estate agent?
A little out of my price range.
I'm going to look this up. I got to know now. Wow. Hold
you got to know what?
I got to know
whether it includes the property.
Oh, I found this house. Hang on.
It's just an amazing. That's an amazing deal. Why can't I win the lottery and then just have every problem solved?
You don't just play the lottery.
Well, that's probably why I don't win it. You're right. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for answering my question.
Listen to this. The property taxes in 2016, guess what they were?
In 2016. Yeah. On all of it or just the...
I don't know. Like, this is... I'm pretty sure this is it.
Well, I know what my home's... And my home is nowhere near this. So I got to believe it's pricey. $2 million
a year. Oh, no.
No. $10 million a year.
$117.
$100 million a year.
$117,000? Yeah. A year.
That's not that bad. on a property like that? Come on. That's not bad.
I'm just...
They must have lower property tax in California than we do here.
Actually, you know what?
They don't have to compensate for the fact that
actually,
there's no state income tax.
They do. You know what? That's the one thing. Texas has high property tax to make up for the lack of income tax. Yeah, you're right. All right, well...
I know people, I don't, but I know people who pay more than that for their property.
Whoa.
And it didn't cost $36 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So that tells you what Texas property tax is like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ugly.
It's the one list where you look up like, state rankings where Texas and New Jersey are next to each other on something. It's property tax.
It sucks, but, you know, the trade-off, no income tax, no state income tax, which is nice. But, man, they get you other ways.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's really no way you can get around it. You're either going to pay through the nose in this way or you're going to pay through the nose in that way.
I just think that, like, which one is more immoral? Taxing your ability to make a living or taxing the property you live on? Because I think they're both wrong.
They're both
wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they take money out of your paycheck before you can get it home to buy.
And the most immoral, other than building a wall.
Oh.
The most immoral tax is the death tax.
Yeah.
The estate tax is just absolutely immoral.
So is there, and I'm thinking this just out loud here, spitballing here, what taxes are moral? I mean, I guess a sales tax, huh? Because at least you there have the free will to purchase or not purchase something.
Well, what did the founders tax in the beginning? They did excise taxes. They did...
Well, tariffs are not a good thing.
Yeah, they did tariffs. Oof. But that's what they did in the beginning.
So sales tax. So are we... Wait a minute. We're talking... Oh, my gosh. We just walked down the road of the fair tax, Pat. How does that make you feel inside?
I didn't bring it up. You did.
You're conflicted now.
You did. 888-900-3393. This is kind of interesting. Chris Christie says that Jared Kushner had him booted from the Trump camp.
Wow.
In a political hit job. Why? Because apparently Chris Christie actually prosecuted Jared Kushner's father years ago.
Oh, wow. The plot thickens.
So there's some ill will going on there.
Oh, my gosh.
A copy of Let Me Finish... Is that Chris Christie's book?
Yeah, he's got a book coming out later this month.
He's got a book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be awesome. It's not going to be I'm surprised it's not a recipe book. But I digress.
Recipe book. Steve Bannon made clear to me that one person and one person only was responsible for the faceless execution that Steve was now attempting to carry out. Jared Kushner, still apparently seething over events that had occurred a decade ago. Prior to becoming governor, of course, Christie worked as U.S. attorney. You may have heard that during the campaign once or twice from him. During that time, he led the investigation of Kushner's wealthy father, Charles Kushner, a prominent Democrat donor, which resulted in the elder Kushner serving 14 months in federal prison on 18 felony counts.
Wow.
including tax evasion and election fraud. At the time of sentencing, Christie called Charles downright evil. He wrote in his book that Jared Kushner implied I had acted unethically and inappropriately, but didn't state one fact to back that up, adding just a lot of feelings, very raw feelings, that had been simmering for over a dozen years. So that's why Chris Christie is apparently not in the cabinet of Donald Trump.
Remember the famous shot of Trump and Christie standing on the runway in front of that plane? Go home, Chris.
Yes. Yes. Oh. 888-933-93. When was the last time, if ever, you had your ears professionally cleaned? If you have itchy ears or some pain in there, or they just feel plugged up, or you're always asking people, what? If that sounds familiar, you could be like millions of Americans who visit the doctor for a professional ear cleaning, but you don't have to do it that way. First of all, it's really expensive. And then secondly, it's not in the comfort and privacy of your own home like using WaxRx is. WaxRx uses physician-developed technology that safely and effectively removes earwax buildup. Then it soothes your ears with a pH-conditioned formula. Now you can use WaxRx without a prescription. No more expensive trips to the doctor. No more wasted time using cotton swabs that don't do the job or any other thing that just doesn't work. Try the WaxRx system risk-free today. Go to WaxRx.com. Use the offer code radio at checkout for free shipping. Finally, there's a real solution, a doctor-developed solution, just like what they do in their office. You can do it at home. Use WaxRx.com. That's UseWaxRx.com. Offer code radio.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Pat Unleashed on Twitter. From Kansas, Mike. A lot of people commenting on the just ridiculous buffoonery of Donald Trump misspelling the word hamburgers.
Yeah, who does that?
No one except Donald Trump. Uh-huh. He, you know what he spelled it?
What?
Hamburgers.
No. No.
What a buffoon.
No.
Yeah, it was a typo.
That's awesome.
Please, is there a person alive who doesn't think Donald Trump knows how to spell hamburgers and just, you know, got careless?
He was in a hurry. It was right before the Clemson Feed Fest, right?
Right.
He didn't want the hamburgers to get cold.
Right.
So he was in a hurry. You know, mm-hmm. He was typing fast.
Kansas Mike tweets, did Trump serve those hamburgers with a potato with an E on the end from Dan Quayle's recipe book?
Dan Quayle reference. Yes, I love Dan Quayle references.
Some guy named Steve. New Twitter handle, the Hamburgergler. Terra Talk. Let's not forget about Obama's first pitch at the All-Star Game. We were talking about some of his screw-ups. Granted, it was not verbal or written error, but it was hard to look at. When he did that first pitch and he threw like he did, like somebody's grandmother, somebody's great-great-grandmother.
Back off, man. My grandmother can throw a lot better than that.
Well, my grandmothers are all dead, so it's more like one of them.
There you go. Hold on, let's
see. So if your grandmother was dead, he threw like your dead grandmother.
Okay.
Orson Welles' Fishbowl. Come on, Pat. Give the douche a break on 57 states. The teleprompter didn't have autocorrect.
Okay, see.
Right. from Daniel Chappell, Alex Jones asks, where are the men? They're at toxic masculinity training.
Yeah, right.
From Kaboom, Pat seems to be a bit heavy on the razor rectum ratio today. It's from our Gillette talk a while ago. Uh-huh. Libertarian Ninja, I always thought a Chris Christie book would be a fake book used to hide M&Ms.
That's good stuff right there.
Steve Madursky. Of course it's invisible. The plastic bottles are clear. Duh.
Yeah, should have known that.
Yep, that's why you can't see
you can't see the Pacific garbage patch. Now, somebody tweeted us this the other day, and I love this. Yeah. We're going to have to find a way to play this.
Yeah, just too muck and fudge.
Well, can we tweet this out and
yeah.
and show it as we discuss the Pat Gray Unleashed Bingo?
Yeah, we'll get that.
Just Too Muck and Fudge tweeted us Pat Gray Bingo. So you, there it is right there. And listed on the bingo card are the common phrases on this show. Unmitigated gall. Butt stupid. Douche. Now, these references don't count. Michael Jackson voice, giblets in the first row. Second row, metric conversion. Al Gore voice, maps. I'm so proud of that one because that's,
yeah,
you know, almost 13 years old now.
Yeah.
Yoda voice. Haven't done that in a while. Your Honor. Oh, from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the movie. Shut up. Shut up. Mean Streets of Helena. A Jeffy joke. Those will be more rare now.
well,
John Kerry okay. voice. Alex Jones clip. And in the fourth row. That's interesting, Ivan. Okay. Arlen Specter voice.
Ooh, that's a tough one to get, you know?
Jackie voice.
That's a tough row right there.
Burr, I'm cold. Burr, it's cold. I'm cold, Burr. George W. Bush voice. We've done that recently. Darn, dang, darn. That's another one that doesn't come back that often. Al Sharpton voice. Jimmy Stewart voice. Foreigner in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm. Al Roker pooped his pants. And Pumpkin. Okay, so there's all the choices.
Okay.
We'll have to figure out. So if the first person to get bingo needs to call us at 888-900-3393. And we'll give you some cool stuff from the
you know what?
Pat Gray Unleashed shop.
I got some Pat Gray t-shirts. Burning a hole in my show prep. How about that?
They're how are they burning holes in anything? I'm touching them right now. They're cool to the touch.
What? It's just, you know.
Okay. So we have these, but could we get a cap if they wanted that instead or a mug
Highly
or
unlikely.
Whatever? Oh, it is?
Well, I mean, I can attempt that. I just would hate to promise that.
Because I thought we just filled it out and then they mailed it to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they happened.
Will. You know what? So it's whatever you want from the Pat Gray store. And if it takes long, you know, just to blame.
And where is that Pat Gray store? It's shop.theblaze.com, right?
Shop.theblaze.com.
That sounds like what I said. Okay, shop.theblaze.com. Also, if you'd like to have your home's title stolen, then don't do anything I'm about to tell you about. And if you'd like, you know, you'd like to try to deal with this on your own and just see if you can, if just some kind of experiment, I don't recommend it. Because home title fraud is exploding. All our home's titles are online now. And so they're available where thieves can steal them, forge your name off of it, transfer it, and then take out a loan using your equity, and you get stuck with the payments. This is definitely something you don't want to have happen to you. Your home's title could already be compromised. Sign up at Home Title Lock and find out. HomeTitleLock.com. You'll get a free title scan and report. $100 value. They'll throw that in when you sign up at HomeTitleLock.com.
This is Pat Gray Unleashed.
888-900-3393. And, of course, Pat Unleashed on Twitter, should you choose to do it that way. Some interesting increases in our cost of living. Netflix is raising their prices for 58 million U.S. subscribers as their costs rise. They're passing that along to us? What? Netflix is raising their prices 13 to 18%. Biggest increase since the company launched its video streaming service 12 years ago. Its most popular plan will see the largest hike going up to $13 a month from $11. Yeah, it's kind of worth it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's $2. So,
yeah, there's a lot
am I going to have a cow on that? No, I'm not.
Wait, did you just say you're not going to have a cow?
I'm not going to have a cow. No.
Wow, 1988 called. Once its phrase is back, go have a cow, man.
And that'll come back around just like it did for Romney. when they called and wanted their policy back.
Yeah.
Well, now what do you say about Russian policy?
He was just ahead of the curve.
That's right.
Wow. So don't have a cow.
Right.
Next time
exactly.
Romney
it's coming back.
Drop some policy.
I'm bringing it back. The extra cash will help pay for Netflix's huge investment in original shows and films and finance the heavy debt it's assumed to ward off rivals like Amazon, Disney, and AT&T. I mean, they've got so much original content there now. If you watched only Netflix original content from now until the end of the year, I don't think you could see everything.
Wow, Jeffy will put that to the test?
I'll bet he will. But I mean, that's all I use. That's all we watch is Netflix or Amazon, pretty much.
Yep.
Watch Netflix, watch Amazon. Watch Amazon, watch Netflix.
Mix any Hulu in there?
Every once in a while, but my wife's too cheap to pay for the no commercial thing, so it's really irritating to have commercials again.
Hold on a second. What does she say when you say, hey, I want Hulu upgrade?
I'm not going to pay $70 more. Hey, I'm not going
to Hang on. That's a tough one to get, and I just got it on the Pat Gray bingo here.
You did.
So, okay.
I'm not going to pay an extra $70 a month. I think you need.
Yeah, already got that. Do something
We've
else.
Got enough of those subscriptions. I'm not going to pay for that.
Hey, whenever you're trying to watch something, does it ever buffer for you? And a little circle shows up on the thing, or do you have a really good internet? Because I live
No,
out
it's
the
pretty
boonies.
Good. I mean, every once in a while,
but like
not
if
very
you
often.
If you did have that little circle, like what would you say as you looked at the screen?
I'm not gonna do it.
I'm trying to win it, Pat Gray Bingo.
I am not gonna make it that easy.
Available
for you.
On Twitter now at Pat Unleashed.
By the way, you're not the only one who could win if I did it.
Wait,
so it's got to happen naturally.
Well,
I'm not going to force it.
Wait. We all have the same card. So just who Muck and Fudge is going to have to come up with X different cards, you know?
So Netflix had nearly 79 million subscribers outside the U.S. as of September. So add that to the 58 million in the United States. That's a lot of subscribers.
Yeah. I told a Jeffy joke there, so I got the center square on bingo, just to let you know. So they have how many subscribers they have around the world?
A lot.
You just said the number. Do you
I did.
What
well,
you said?
Let's see, 5120, and then 96.
Taking too
17,
long.
So if 137 million.
So if you're looking
ish
to see all the countries that are represented in the Netflix portfolio, right, and the areas they cover, what would you need to see which countries are represented? What would you need to be looking at?
A globe. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. What am I, like a chew toy?
Chew toy? Don't have a cow over there. All right, well, I got two. I got a Jeffy joke and a Jackie voice, so I'm going right down the middle here.
Okay, good. 888-900-3393. This is interesting because one of the geniuses on MSNBC has let us in on a secret. You know, obviously Trump is a racist. We've all got that, right? Mm-hmm. Not only is he stupid for saying hamburgers in a tweet, but of course he's obviously racist.
And, of course.
MSNBC let us know that he's about the only one, or at least people like him. Here's what she had to say.
A parallel on the left. There isn't.
Wait, what?
There isn't a strain of racism on the left. I don't. So I think that this gets brushed under the rug. People sort of tolerate. It's been normalized. Like you just said, they don't have anywhere else to go, so they attach to the Republican Party.
Okay.
Putin, where? What country do you live in? There's no racism on the left. There's no parallel on the left at all. Nobody's racist on the left.
This is the same.
They just aren't.
The same ilk that says, boy, America's got so many deep-seated problems. There's still racism run rampant in this country.
But only on the right.
Only on the right.
And everybody sits there like bumps on logs saying nothing? That is unbelievable. I mean, you've got this week, you've got Rashida Tlaib, who has been hanging out with these anti-Jewish people. Who refer to Jews as Zionist terrorists? She wants a one-state solution, by the way, in the Middle East that doesn't include Israel. First Palestinian American congresswoman, she called Donald Trump an MF-er.
That's right.
She didn't apologize for any of that.
And she is. She's not white, you know what I mean?
No.
So, but her
she's
criticism
definitely
of the,
on the left too.
But her criticism of the president who is white, it's never, never rooted in racism.
No, no,
when
no.
it comes from the other direction. Uh-uh. Okay, good, good to know.
Hanging out with people who refer to Israelis as criminal Zionists. You've got, okay, Barack Obama with his racist comments. We went to some of his comments earlier to show that the media never cared about anything he ever said. I don't know if there's a better indication of that than Obama's racist comments. Anybody remember what he said about his grandmother?
Poor grandmother, yep.
I mean, it's really something else. There's no way around this being racist.
She is a typical white person.
Typical white person
who, if she sees somebody on the street,
right, see somebody
that she doesn't know.
That she doesn't
know. There's a reaction. There's a reaction that's been bred into
her, right?
Our experiences.
Oh, our experience. He caught himself at the end there. He didn't want to say bred into her because that's been bred into, you know, our experiences. Okay, so she's a typical white person who, when she sees a black person on the street, she gets scared. That's not racist, though. That wasn't racist. No, don't even worry about that. There is no racism on the left. There isn't any. So don't worry about it. It's unbelievable. 888-933-93 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. I was reading about something I'd never heard of. There's a Hindu festival coming up.
Oh, cool. Where?
And it will be, I believe it's in India. Uh-huh. And I believe it will be or is it in Pakistan? It's the Indian city of something I can't pronounce. It's in an Indian city. So it will be the largest gathering of human beings in the history of human beings.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
They expect 120 million Hindus to gather for this festival. Not 120,000, not 1 million, 120 million people.
I mean, that's going to take more than just a farm in upstate New York.
Yeah.
To house all those folks.
Well, they're using 185 square miles, I think it is. They're going to have 185 miles of roads, 24 pontoon bridges, a hospital. You would think they'd need more than one, because where is the city with 120 million people?
Isn't
one. It doesn't exist.
This is going to be a disaster for
40 police stations, 120,000 toilets. None of that sounds like enough.
Disease.
For 120 million people? Yeah.
This is going to be.
Yes.
Bad.
All in the same place.
And what is the point?
At night, it's a Hindu festival. Okay. At night, it's illuminated by more than 40,000 lights. The core of the festival is the estimated 200,000 Hindu saints that are going to show up. And that's what everybody's, I guess, coming to see.
Wait a minute now.
200,000 Hindu saints will be there.
Charge your phones, huh?
Yeah.
Good grief.
Right?
So wait a minute. Wait. What?
What? Oh, what Lord. Part?
You're right.
No, what part?
Wait, in attendance.
It is so amazing.
What's the threshold to be a saint in Hinduism? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I wasn't interested enough to look that up.
Because there's 200,000 Hindu saints that are living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
Apart from building the toilets and deploying an army of more than 9,000 night sweepers to collect or treat waste, authorities are trying to keep the river flowing at optimum speed. Fast enough to avoid stagnation, but not too quick that it washes away the people who are bathing in it.
Oh, come on.
Stampeders are another constant threat. 36 people were killed by a crush at the train station for this event at the most recent gathering. In 1954, an elephant charged a crowd and killed more than 500 people. Get out of the way. You don't see the elephant coming?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you probably can't. There's so many people there.
500 people were killed. That is crazy.
What town is this again?
Prayagraj.
Spell it.
Prayagraj. Prayagraj.
Okay.
So, yeah, 120 million people all together.
Wow.
You got to believe there's going to be some kind of pandemic that sweeps that area,
gross,
don't you?
Man. Yeah.
That would be, I mean, crazy.
I found it. I found that town. I see it.
How big is the town itself without the festival?
I don't know.
Does it say?
What am I looking at here, Pat?
Epidemiologists and historians trace the first cholera pandemic in the 19th century to this.
I bet they do.
Yeah, to this.
What is this right here I'm looking at? What is this?
That's India. Part of it right there.
What geographic
area is what I would call it. So I told you, I'm not going to make this easy, that easy for you.
Yeah, I hear you.
You're not going to get it on the first day. No, absolutely not.
Okay. How long is it going to take me?
I don't know, but days. A while. Longer than a day, I'll tell you that. All right, let me tell you about Riduzone. If you're looking for a way to get some help in losing weight, you know, maybe you made this your New Year's resolution and it's already tough. Riduzone was launched by a local company who produced a metabolite of olive oil and created this patented product that helps you control your appetite, lose weight. It boosts your metabolism and it helps burn fat. And also you just eat less. So you take a couple of these before a meal and it's just going to help you control yourself, and lose weight. Now, Sarah Gonzalez, who hosts The News and Why It Matters, has used this for a long time, and obviously she looks great. But she says she used to struggle with cravings every day until Riduzone. Give it a try. You can get 30% off right now by going to Riduzone.com and entering the promo code PAT. Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com, promo code PAT, and you'll get 30% off a 3-month supply. It's Riduzone.com.
It's Pat Gray, Unleashed on the Blaze.
Here's a stunning story. You won't believe this. At the midpoint of Donald Trump's first term, the establishment media's obvious hostility shows no signs of relenting. 90% of the network TV coverage has been negative.
Wow.
90%. I'm surprised it's just 90.
Mm-hmm.
Because it... All of it. See, outside of Fox News, it's virtually all negative.
I mean, when you've got a president who tweets out the word hamburgers, I mean, he deserves his comeuppance.
Are you kidding me?
You can't be.
How can this guy be president?
Cannot tolerate that.
Not when you misspell the word hamburgers.
Yeah. That's...
So good.
Thank
it
you.
Should be 90. Yeah. It should be 1,000%.
It should be 1,000%.
Am I right? Who's
You're
with
right.
me on that?
You're so right.
I love the fact that they excused every single thing Obama ever did. To him, to them, there was nothing to ever say about him. Why? What would we ever say about Barack Obama?
Say?
I remember SNL saying, well, we don't joke about him. There's nothing funny about
him.
There's nothing funny about him. What? Okay. I mean, that's how bad it was, though.
Try harder, SNL.
That's how bad it was. So ridiculous. 888-933-93 and at Pat Unleashed on Twitter. Just to Muck and Futch tweets. Come on, Keith. He has to do the whole bit or play the clip for maps, not just say the word. And that didn't count, by the way.
Wait, whoa. Huh?
I don't think you're getting the spirit of the game, but thanks for getting Jackie's voice out there.
I got Jackie's voice out there.
Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. Got my Jeffy joke.
TJ Toppin, Jeffy joke in the free space just makes sense. And from Cocaine Quail from Misery. Cocaine Quail from Misery. Because we're spending money to test the effects of cocaine on quail and their sexual habits.
You say that like you're surprised.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If Keith thinks he can lure Pat into saying, he's butt stupid. And neither of those count when I'm just reading it from somebody
But you
else.
Didn't even say it. If
I
Keith
know.
Can lure you into
I'm
saying,
I'm just not going to say that word for you.
What
I'm
is
not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Maps?
I don't know. Oh, you figure it out.
We keep talking. You're close to another one here.
Am I?
Yeah.
888-900-3393. Did you notice that Steve King voted for the resolution against him yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I guess since the resolution was...
He said, I agree with everything in it, yeah. So I'm going to vote yes.
Yeah, that was sad yesterday watching
it
that.
It was really sad.
C-SPAN, you know, it was like one person after another just ripping Steve King apart, and he's the only one that stood up to defend himself or talk mm-hmm. good about himself.
Now,
and,
I know Steve King. I mean, I don't know him super well. Yeah. I've met him several times. We've been at events together. He's a good man. Mm-hmm. He's a really good man. I don't believe he's a racist. I don't know what happened here. And like he keeps saying, he's pointed out many times, there's no audio of this. Nobody recorded it. So did I say it the way they wrote it? If I did, you've taken it out of context because I was talking about Western civilization, not white supremacy, in the context of when did that become a bad thing? You know, when did Western civilization become a bad thing? Everybody knows white nationalism and white supremacy is bad. Everybody knows it, including Steve King. And we, come on. And for everybody to desert him right now, for all the Republicans to desert him at this time, I think is kind of despicable.
Yeah, now you've got, I forgot which newspaper it was in Iowa, calling for him to resign.
Yeah, some mm-hmm. Republicans are calling for his resignation. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you do this, you've driven a good man out of office. Is he pro-legal immigration? You bet. Is he anti-illegal immigration? Yes. Who isn't in their right mind isn't? But he's not a white supremacist. Come on. Republicans, he's not. And it's understandable. The Democrats do this to people all the time. But when you've got the Republicans jumping on the bandwagon too and beating a guy they know him. They know he's not like this. It's despicable. But anyway, yesterday he said, I agree with the language in it. So I want to ask my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, let's vote for this resolution. I'm putting up a yes on the board here because what you state here is right and it's true and it's just. So he was even mentioned in the resolution. Whereas on January 10th, 2019, Representative Steve King was quoted as asking white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive? Well, he knows how white supremacists became offensive. He knows how white nationalist is offensive. He's talking Western civilization. Do you doubt that? Because I don't. I don't doubt it.
It's look. Let's just think of the worst here. Let's say he actually believes that, okay? Which mm-hmm. I don't believe he does, but let's just say he does for the sake of this argument. The man has been in Congress how long? He's smart enough to know when he's giving an interview that he would mm-hmm. never say that out loud. Again, right. I don't believe that he believes that, but let's just go on the premise that he does. He's not going to verbalize that. This was a complete taken out of context thing.
Yep.
And he's on the wrong side of the aisle. He could be the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel lady who calls the president an MF-er, mm-hmm. and he's not going to hear a peep, but he's got the wrong letter after his name.
And nobody has said a word about that. Nobody said a word about Rashida Tlaib. Nobody in Congress is saying, hey, how is this racist? How is this Jew hater? How is this anti-Israel hate monger in office in the United States of America? Nobody's saying it. Nobody. But they're going after Steve King.
Because they've hated him forever.
Yep.
And because he has an R after his name and not a D, so he loses that insulation from any criticism whatsoever.
No question about it. And it's just really, it's sad to see this happen to him. Because I don't believe for a second that he's who they're claiming he is.
No.
Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Teachers Union, who advocates for illegal aliens, is now complaining about crowded classrooms. Okay. I'm sorry, but you're part of the problem, kids. About 30,000 Los Angeles teachers and school employees are holding education hostage, demanding higher pay and smaller class sizes. On picket lines across the district on Monday, striking teachers were holding protest signs in the rain as they swapped horror stories about classes with 40 or more students packed in like sardines.
Mm.
What they didn't talk about was how the teachers' union immigration policies are contributing to overcrowded schools and their demands for more staff to handle the situation.
It's ironic that the public school system in L.A. is having such a tough time with math.
Yeah.
You're adding kids.
Isn't it?
And then that makes it more crowded.
Yeah. Kids who probably shouldn't be there because they shouldn't even be in the country.
But do you think metrics involved? Maybe that's it?
Maybe. Maybe.
So there may be no way to know, right?
But it's absolutely not about pay raises. It's about class size reduction. In other words, hire more teachers, according to teacher Andrea Cohen. We want to have fully staffed schools. That means librarians, nurses, psychiatric social workers and their interns. Sorry, how many psychiatric social workers did you have at your school when you went? Because wow. The grand total of mine, I'm going to try to, let's see, I'm trying to count them all in every school I attended.
Uh-huh.
Carry the one. None.
Yeah,
zero.
Me neither.
Zero psychiatric social workers or their interns.
so good.
We have 46, 45, 50 okay, students in a class. That's unacceptable. Yeah, well, then quit advocating for illegals to be there. It's just so ridiculous. UTLA doesn't define its demands for fully staffed schools. Los Angeles Unified School District negotiators offered to add nearly 1,200 more educators, counselors, nurses, and librarians with hard limits on class sizes. The district also bumped up its previous offer by $24 million with a proposed 6% raise and back pay for the last school year. But the union president said that was woefully inadequate. Well, then maybe you just accept the people who should be there actually being there in your schools and have the illegals go back to schools where, I don't know, they should be going to school. In their country of
origin.
It's
too simple.
It is. It does seem like a pretty easy fix. Because actually, we just read this the other day, the U.S. population is actually going down. We're actually not producing enough babies here to even replenish our population. So the overcrowding's coming from somewhere outside of the country. So
again, you're leaning on math.
Yeah, I know.
And the public schools. So there's a challenge there, just inherent.
But at least these teachers aren't spelling hamburgers, hamburgers.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, what a maroon.
Man, he is.
Donald Trump.
Can we impeach him over that?
Oh, we should.